Today, we're talking with Boyd Crane of Nemaha Sports Construction. Boyd Crane is the construction manager for the Matus Family Sports Complex in Beloit, Kansas. Boyd, you and I have something in common. You were raised up in Springfield, Colorado, southeast Colorado, and I was raised in Idalia, Colorado, in eastern Colorado. You've been a construction manager for Nemaha Sports Construction after moving from Colorado to Lincoln for about how long?
25 years I've been doing this business, so it's been a while.
If people want to go on Facebook and look at all your projects, we'll talk about three of them at the end of the interview, but they can go on Facebook and look up Nemaha Sports Construction. You've got some unbelievable work and unbelievable projects. I'm sure with any project, there's pluses and minuses. Basically, you started on June 9th at Beloit Trojan Stadium, and it was a WPA project, and had natural grass, and had a lot of wear and tear, and was aging, and had some problems in the track with drainage and sinkholes, and of course the football field had a lot of blood, broken bones, and huge ball games won on that field. But the decision in the community raised enough money to replace the whole track and the field and go to natural grass. Talk a little bit about the positives of Trojan Field and the negative of Trojan Field in this scope of this project.
Well, yeah, positives. You got a really nice complex here, and we want to, you know, leave it better than what it was before. But yeah, as far as, we haven't had too many hiccups on this. I mean, weather is always an issue, and I'm glad I brought some rain with me, because I usually do on these projects. But I mean, everything has gone fairly smooth. You know, it's construction, so nothing is perfect. But yeah, you guys have a nice complex here. You know, we're dealing with some road construction too, the out front that is gonna hopefully be done soon. But I mean, it hasn't gone too bad, so.
Well, Boyd, right now you could run for about any political office, and you are the man, and probably win anything from sheriff to treasurer in Beloit, Kansas, and Mitchell County. Everybody's so happy and proud, and right now you are the man.
I'm not that good. I mean, my crew is who makes me good. So, I mean, you would have to drag them along with me too, if I'm going to become dog catchers.
So. Well, as the turf was taken out on June 9th and the field was cleared, this project involves both the football field and the track. So, kind of a double scope. First of all, we'll talk kind of about the football field. After the turf was taken out, then what happened?
We cut it. We get all the organic material, the sod and all that off, and then we start working on the subgrade itself. And we had to stabilize this subgrade because it had some soft spots in it, but that worked out really well. So you've got a really good base to build off of. And then after that, we start with drainage, which is the round pipe that we put in along the perimeter. And that's a 12 and a 10 inch pipe all the way around the football field. And then the spillway or the exit is there on the west side of the track in the little creek there, the little washway. And then after that, we put down fabric and then flat drain, which goes on top of that fabric, and that'll actually drain the field into the perimeter pipe. And then we start putting rock on it, and two types of rock. We've got a 3/4 minus on for the base layer, and then a 3/8 chip for the top layer, so you can have a nice, we can grade it out nice so the turf lays flat.
Well, Boyd, after you got all of the drainage and the two types of rock down, you put a plastic sheeting down before you put the final grade down. What's that plastic sheeting for?
Well, that's just kind of a filter fabric between your dirt and your rock so that you don't get any contamination between the two.
Well, Boyd, the rumor was you had 10,000 sheep out there, but actually it was called a sheep's foot. What exactly does the sheep's foot do in the sub base on the football field?
Sheep's foot is what you use to compact the subgrade. It's a big roller, of course, and I mean, when it's actually going across it, it'll walk its way out to where you're leaving pretty much sheep's feet prints everywhere. But as it gets tighter, it rolls up and then it becomes a smooth surface. And then you know that you've got your compaction where it needs to be.
Well, Boyd, we're just a few days away from having a multi-purpose turf crew coming in and laying the carpet. Tell us a little bit about where the carpet is made and what the crew will do and what has to be done on your side before the turf can be laid down.
Yeah, it's made in Georgia, so it'll all be trucked in semis. And first thing we'll do is we'll string line our base and make sure that it's right and fix anything that we have to fix there. And then they'll start layout, so they'll actually mark out the football field on the rock, and then they'll start laying panels, which these panels are usually 15 feet by 180. So they'll lay out the football field itself, and then they'll kind of work off of that, the sidelines and the, we call it the D area, the like the east side of the field there, that will all be green, except for I think there's quite a bit of logos that go in that on this project. So,
well, Boyd, as far as care and maintenance of the carpet, obviously you don't make it and you don't lay it down, but you've been around enough. About how long does the carpet last, and what is some of the daily, weekly, monthly care and maintenance needed on a artificial playing surface?
Yeah, it'll last easily 10 to 12 years if you take care of it. I mean, other than, you know, keeping stuff off of it, like leaves and sunflower seeds and that sort of stuff, you have to groom it, which is just dragging it with a broom type deal, which you guys will get. And there's not a whole lot of maintenance to it. You just got to watch the high wear areas like where the kickers kick. You know, you might have to throw a little bit of rubber in that, but there's not a whole lot to it. It's just keeping it clean. It's kind of like your carpet in your house. You want to keep it clean.
I was at the Colorado-Nebraska game 20 years ago when they had a major snowstorm right in the middle of the game, and I felt so sorry for the maintenance man. Got on his tractor and was clearing snow, and they just replaced the artificial surface at Memorial Stadium when he tore a big chunk out of it. That was a bad day for all the Husker fans and the maintenance man especially. I hope he didn't get fired, but that was a bad day in Husker history. So anyway, yeah. We pretty well took care of the playing field itself. The track was another story for you. Kind of talk about the taking out of the old track and putting the new track in.
Yeah, we took off the rubber surfacing off the asphalt track. Now the asphalt is still in, it's underneath this concrete that we poured, and that made it, because that leaves a really stable base over this post-tension track that we concrete track that we put in. So all we did was we took off all the rubber off of the existing track, and then we cut edges so we could have a thickened edge over that, so it more or less has curbs on the post-tension, and then went to work with that, formed it up and poured it. So, and that was about 800 yards of concrete.
Yeah, you ran night and day there for a while, especially early in the morning, and a lot of people looky-loos were driving around taking pictures wondering what the heck you guys are doing, if you'd just come home from the bar or if you're actually pouring some concrete. But
no, we weren't that lucky. So
tremendous job. Obviously Nemaha Sports Construction, and you speak for yourself. It's going to be a state-of-the-art facility, and I think the first game will be third week of September against arch rival Southeast Saline, and things have gone awfully, awfully well. And like I said, we should have had you doing this 3 years ago, as much rain as we've had, but appreciate all Nemaha Sports Construction has done, especially yourself and your crew's been top notch. I know that school officials, Board of Education, and Jeff Travis, superintendent, and everybody involved has just said how professional you guys are, and things have gone awfully well. Talk about some of your other projects you got CICO Park baseball improvement going on, Manhattan Parks and Recreation down in Manhattan. Then you just did a refurbished job on the Midland University football field, and then 9 fields at Elkhorn Public Schools, 3 schools, 9 fields, 1 project. Just kind of talk about the scope of Nemaha sports construction and some of your favorite projects over the years.
Yeah, well, some of my favorite, of course, is Beloit. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better group to work with here. Everybody in the town and in the county has been great to work with. So I would start naming names, but I'd leave some people off, and I don't want to do that. So, but I mean, everybody's been great around here. But yeah, I got a crew over in Manhattan working at Seco Park there in Manhattan, Kansas, and so Beloit has been my main focus, but I still have a crew over there working, so we're trying to get that finished up, and it's a 4-plex, 2 baseball, 2 softball fields with artificial turf infield and natural grass outfield. So it gets a little complicated sometimes on these sports fields, but nothing we can't handle. And Midland, that was just a turf replacement. So we rolled up all the old turf, old artificial turf, and put down new turf. And we're redoing the surfacing on the track there. And Elkhorn, yeah, that was we had, I believe it was 4 softball baseball fields, and then 4 football fields, and then like a multi-use field. So yeah, we do it all when it comes to sports fields.
Well, Boyd Crane, of originally from Springfield, Colorado, and now construction manager for Nemaha Sports Construction, we thank you so much for your time and your effort in this project. And I'm dead serious. When you get into retirement and you want to run for political office, I will be your campaign manager.
I want to stay as far away from that sort of stuff as possible. So,
well, thank you so much, Boyd. To you and Nemaha Sports Construction, what a great, great company and man you are. And we just can't wait to start using the complex.
Yep. We can't wait either. So, it'll start changing colors here quick. So,
well, thank you for your time, and good luck the rest of the time in Beloit.
Okay. Well, thanks, John. I appreciate it.